Emma Barnes stared above the crowd. The rope was fitted to a chain around her neck. The clergyman read loudly, keeping his eyes fixed on the Bible. The city executioner strapped the woman's legs together with a leather strap. This occasioned a good deal of fumbling beneath her skirts. The crowd made raucous comments. Then the executioner stood and slipped a black hood over the woman's head. And then, at a signal, the trap opened with a wooden crack that Pierce heard with startling distinctness, and the body fell and caught and hung instantly motionless. "He's getting better at it," Egger said. The city executioner was known for botching executions, leaving the hanged prisoner to writhe and dangle for several minutes before he died. "Crowd won't like it," Egger added. The crowd, in fact, did not seem to mind. There was a moment of utter silence, and then the excited roar of discussion. Pierce knew that most of the crowd would remain in the square, watching for the next hour, until the dead woman was cut down and placed in a coffin. "Will you take some punch?" asked Egger's tart.
"No," Pierce said. And then he said, "Where is Willie?"
Clean Willie Williams, the most famous snakesman of the century, was inside Newgate Prison, beginning his escape. He was a tiny man, and had been famous in his youth for his agility as a chimney sweep's apprentice. In later years, he had been employed by the most eminent cracksmen, and his feats were now legendary. It was said that Clean Willie could climb a surface of glass, and no one was quite certain that he couldn't. Certainly the guards at Newgate, knowing the celebrity of their prisoner, had kept a close watch on him these many months, just in case. Yet they also knew that escape from Newgate was flatly impossible. A resourceful man might make a go of it from Ponsdale, where routines were notoriously lax, the walls low and the guards not averse to the feel of gold coin, and were known to look the other way. Ponsdale or Highgate, or any of a dozen others, but never Newgate. Newgate Prison was the most secure in all England. It had been designed by George Dance, one of the most meticulous intellects of the Age of Taste, and every detail of the building had been set forth to emphasise the harsh facts of confinement. Thus, the proportions of the window arches had been subtly thickened in order to intensify the painful narrowness of the openings, and contemporary observers applauded the excellence of such cruel effects.